Coming back inside the GFL Memorial Gardens in Sault Ste. Marie, continuing your Sault Video TV pregame show. Sault Video TV, the store that service built, the last independently owned TV sales and service company in Sault, Ontario. Jerry Liscombe Jr., coach's comments alongside grounds head coach John Dean and Diener. Friday night had a major highlight, but I want to get to that a little bit later on. As for the game itself, 5-3 win over Flint. Your take on that game?
Very happy with the game. probably a little too wild for me in terms of the back and forth for chances for, chances against. I thought we got away from it a little bit in the latter half of the second period and gave up a lot of opportunities that Nolan had to bail us out on. But at the same time, you know, a lot of opportunity generation for us, Jerry, which you know you and I have discussed, that we've had a difficulty, you know, creating opportunities to score. And I think when you're trying to learn how to do that there's a chance that you give up some opportunities against as well. And, you know, the conversation yesterday was about finding that healthy balance and what does that look like. But I thought we got compete, we got effort, a high care factor, some misguided plays, in my opinion, sporadically over the course of the game that led Nolan to have to be very good for us. But for one of the bigger games of the season, for us to respond the way we did and come out the way we did, I'm pretty happy, Jer.
This team came out in that first period, outshot Flint 7-5, had the only goal of that period. But the thing that comes to mind for me is just how stingy this team was in those 20 minutes and how little, if anything, they really gave up.
Yeah, and I think we could be a stingy team. I think that, unfortunately, sometimes when we do find success, it gets away from us. Stingy is not a lot of fun. So we have a lot of creative, confident, high-skilled players on our hockey club who are young and want to use that, their God-given talent. And so now it's trying to find that balance of when to use it and when to be stingy. I think there's a real good opportunity for us to be stingy on a consistent basis and still provide ourselves with opportunities to score goals. And but I'm glad you caught that, because I do think, you know, we are defensively getting significantly better.
That goal I just alluded to, first of the year for Captain Caden Carlisle. You spoke about him to me just prior to Friday's game, so I'm sure a big smile to see that red light finally blink for that man.
Well, I mean, when, you know, he's our heartbeat. He's our captain. He takes, you know, a shot to the face that no one wants to see happen. I think it shook him for a little bit there. It makes you realize how these things are possible inside of the hockey games, and we do play in a sport that has potential for injury at any time. And for him to come back right away, not miss a game, wear the bubble, and get rewarded, hockey god said, you know, let's take care of this guy. He deserves one. And I thought he played a fantastic game, not just because he scored a goal.
You kind of gave your opinion on this early, right off the hop, but second period, we break the game open, 3 straight goals, 19 shots for, but you kind of said it already, but was it too much, too wide open in that second period for your liking?
Well, I mean, 19 is a lot of shots. So, you know, part of the wide open, you know, when you're getting opportunities going one way, there's a tendency that you might have a fourth guy in a rush. There's a tendency that you start feeling really good about yourself, so your risk-reward analysis becomes a little more dangerous. And you're finding a lot of reward doing some of the things that you normally wouldn't do. So I'm hesitant to be upset about the period. It's a really good start for us, 19 shots, and I think the chances against were so blatantly obvious mistakes on our end that I think they're easy cleanups inside of things we were doing well to generate offense. So, like, I don't think we have to get rid of this offensive mindset to clean up some of the major mistakes that went the other way. So, I'm happy with the period. I'm happy with our generation, and really happy that we get to learn from those mistakes inside a win.
Flint got closer in the third period, but from the tone of this conversation, Diener, is it safe to say that even though maybe things got a little bit more wide open, you gave up some goals against, really not very many reservations for you overall with how things ended or how things went?
Yeah, correct. I mean, we never want to get loose ever. You know, we are currently inconsistent inside our 60 minutes, and we're working on that as a group. But, Jer, like I said, like, huge game, puts us back into an opportunity to grab Flint and bring them closer to us in the standings. We come up with a 19 shot second period. We score 5, including a pretty special one. I don't know, Jer. I'm hesitant to look at any of the negative and want to stress the positive.
Let's talk about that huge positive you just talked about, and a new name etched in this franchise's record books and that of the OHL. Nolan Lalonde scores the goalie goal with under 2 minutes of play back on Friday. How cool was it to see, to be on the bench for, to see the players' reaction, just to see the fans' reaction and everything around it?
It was unbelievable. It was so exciting, and I, to be honest, I didn't know it would be that exciting. I've never been on the bench for one. I was up on the bench watching it go in, and it was slow motion watching this thing go in the air and plop down, and the perfect, like, right down the pipe, no doubter, and then high-fiving tails, and then watching Nolan celebrate. Brody McCollar-Barker, like, watching him celebrate was maybe the highlight of my year. Like, the sheer joy in that boy's face for his teammate was exceptional. These are things that, yeah, they remind us that this is why we play a kid's game, and these are moments, obviously, the fans relish, and yeah, there's something about a goalie goal. It's really, really cool, and I'm super happy for Nolan. He's been so great for us as a person more than anything, and obviously as a goaltender.
Have you ever been on the bench for one of those, whether it's for or against, over your career?
No, that's my debut. That's my first one, so yeah, really just really cool, and yeah, a lot of fun.
Let's go player-wise and stick to him, and the reason I'll stick with him, another easy reason to talk about Lalonde, 24 shots, but I mean, number of breakaways, appeared to get a stick on that Petrie chance in the second period. Necessarily didn't have an easy night and made some big saves, didn't he?
Yeah, he's what we need. He's just done a really fabulous job of, you know, when we make mistakes, he covers up for us, and I don't think his two shutouts were easy. I think anytime you put up a donut and we've scored three or four, it suggests that we were dominant, but by no means have we been. We've been very good, but Nolan's just been such a big part of it, and once again, against Flint, he makes some massive saves for us so that we don't feel the heat of our mistakes, and then we can recover as a group on the bench and rally around somebody in that between the pipes. It's been a lot of fun. He's given us a lot of confidence.
Travis Hayes had a pair of assists. I know you said post-game he was the best player on the ice, but even looking at the three stars and selecting throughout the night, you look at his 2 points, but put that aside. I mean, his offensive chances he was generating for he and his teammates, the speed he used all night. I mean, what else did you see?
When he plays his best games, he's a pass, he's forechecking, he's creating havoc, he's lifting sticks, he's first on pucks, he's creating by driving the net for Marty and Kluter. And I find when he does that, his puck play is really significant as well. I find when he's super engaged away from the puck and he's on top of things, when the puck ends up on his stick, he's athletic, he's engaged, he makes good choices, and yeah, he plays a really good all-around game when he's on, and boy, was he on.
Carson Andrew, I think you'll agree, was another player that was on, gets a goal first in a month. Just how impactful was his performance a couple nights ago?
Interesting scenario for him, right? He's a player that we believe in. In a big, big, big way. He's very receptive to coaching. He's consistently getting better, and for whatever reason, he's been snake-bitten over periods of time this season. And as a young guy, that's hard, especially a guy who's used to scoring and used to filling the net at the levels below. So, you know, there was an opportunity for him to move up the lineup with an unfortunate injury. And boy, did he capitalize. It was pretty impressive, him alongside Smitty and Sharzy. Just made for a really good lineup. He's got high IQ. Those two guys play with a great amount of pace. I think it forced Kars to play with a ton of pace. And man, he created a ton of opportunities for himself. He could have had more than one for sure. And that could be a marriage that survives here.
You mentioned the situation. Brady Smith 2.0 left that hockey game. What can you tell us about that player?
He'll be basically day-to-day. Hopefully it's quick, but just, you know, obviously, as we know with injuries this year, take it day by day, see what happens, and we're not planning for anything, no rush, and when he's ready to come back, he'll come back.
This afternoon, game two of this homestand, 1-8 matchup in our conference, first meeting since November. Just what can you speak about this matchup ahead of us?
It's a great opportunity for us. I relish playing the best teams in the league. London's currently the best team in the league. I think it's a great opportunity for us to challenge ourselves. What I like about playing London is they do things right. They work extremely hard. They're engaged. So here you have a high-end team that also plays, you know, whistle-to-whistle extraordinarily hard. And I think that's good for us to see, and it's also good for us to match and see where we stand. And we obviously like the way we're playing right now, so this is a great opportunity, a great measuring stick for us. And we're hoping to put in a real solid performance here and come out with 2 points.
To do that, what are your keys for this afternoon?
I think getting above the puck is a critical one. They do a really good job of making decisions on whether or not they want to live to see another day, and they'll get pucks up off the glass or high flip it while they blow the zone. They do a great job of stretching teams out and then coming back to the puck where the D are coming up the ice. So, you know, getting above those players and not letting them get a step on us, I think, is critical, and making sure they don't get any easy exits from their end. I think being very hungry to defend our paint and defend our net is critical. And then the next piece is, like, let's go nose to nose. You know, no sitting around and watching. Let's get on our horse. Let's get pucks to paint. Let's play an offensive brand of hockey. Let's get excited about using our speed and skill that we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 games. And we don't want to play passive. Let's be hungry.
Sunday afternoon in the Sioux, Grounds with wins in 3 of their last 4, face off against the London Knights. Deaners, always appreciate it. Good luck here today.
Thanks, Jerry.